Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all.
Woohoo. Welcome back to another episode. Y'all, this episode's going to be really special, so I'm excited for you guys to listen to this episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a super fun episode. We have a really fun guest. But before that, we're going to just hop right into personal problems.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I went first last week. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first this week.
Okay.
So I would say my personal problem for this week is a lot of stuff has happened, and I've just been so kind of sad, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess I was really sad, like, the first of the week, I guess. I'll say that. So, that's my personal problem for the week. I've just been sad.
Yeah, I feel that for sure. I think my personal problem is that it's been really hot recently. I guess it's, like, the peak of the summer in Oregon, but it's been hot, and it's nice sometimes, but sometimes it's kind of just, like, too much, and I wish it was just cold again, because I really miss wearing sweatshirts and leggings and boots and socks.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, wearing that type of stuff rocks, so, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, we have a super, super special guest today. She is 16 years old, has her own beauty company, is a student, and is really just kicking butt right now.
We have someone who is amazing. She's a teen entrepreneur, and she's just a queen.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I'm Fiona. Super excited to be on this podcast today. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit more about you and what you do?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So I'm Fiona Frills on YouTube. That is where I kind of started everything. Or, well, technically speaking, I started all, like, doing acting, and then I started doing YouTube around the age of 11, and then I started my beauty brand when I was 13. So I've been kind of doing a little bit of everything for a while, which is really fun, but recently I've been mainly focusing on my beauty brand, because I feel like it's very, like, educational for myself, and I've been learning a lot through it, and I feel like there's just so much potential with Frillians, and there's already been a lot success, which is fantastic. So that's a little bit about me.
Wow, that's,
yeah,
amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm 18, and I haven't done nearly anything that you're doing. I'm just sitting here complaining and talking to Amaya about my problems in life.
You know, honestly though, I love that. I feel like everyone has such, like, a great things that they're doing right now. Like, I feel like all the teens today are so motivated to do, like, different things, like podcasts, or, like, start a YouTube channel, or be a TikToker. Like, there's so many new jobs that are, like, approaching and, like, coming up, which is so sick. And honestly, you did not miss out. If anyone listening is really wanting to do acting, I feel like acting is such an interesting industry. Like, a bunch of my friends still do acting, and, like, due to, like, Corona, like, everything's shut down right now, so I don't think we'll be seeing any new shows unless they're being, like, pre-filmed, or they're doing it kind of, like, under the radar.
Yeah, I've definitely just been, like, re-watching old shows, because I was looking forward to new stuff coming out, and it's just, it's kind of boring, but you just gotta, you know, I feel like I've seen everything on Netflix at this point. But
yes, I completely get that. I've been switching between, like, Hulu and, like, Netflix, and, like, you know, you gotta get a little, like, variety in there, and also TikTok, of course. TikTok right now is not like those two, but TikTok I feel like everyone has been using so much, because it's, like, the one app that, like, I never get bored of, which is, like, scary, because, like, I could honestly be on there for, like, you know, like, 24 hours at a time, which I do not think is good for me, so
I don't think you're the only one, which I think is, like, it makes you feel better about yourself, knowing that every single teen is on TikTok, and just, it's just the new content that comes up, and yeah, you never run out of funny stuff to watch.
So true. No, I agree. It's just like there's like never ending content. Like I wonder if there's a bottom of the For You page. Does that make sense? Like where it cuts you off, it's like, are you still like on TikTok, like on Netflix? So it's like, are you still watching? I'm waiting for one day for that to happen to me. Like the For You page is just like is someone still here? Like, are you crazy? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think just because people keep making new stuff all the time. Yeah, that would be interesting if they had like, are you okay? You've been watching a lot of TikToks recently. You've been on TikTok 5 hours. They should implement something like that. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Agreed. No, yeah, that honestly would be great. I feel like that would really help me. Like, I feel like I'd go off TikTok if it gave me that warning, because like that's a rare warning, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, no, you're so right. I think there's like over like I think it's 2 billion users. But that's still a lot. It could be more now, but I just read an article on it and I was like, 2 billion people are on TikTok. Like that's insane. Like,
yeah,
2 billion. Like two. What? So crazy.
Yeah. I agree. Well, we're gonna go ahead and hop into the interview. So Fiona, my first question for you is, how did you begin Freelance?
Yes, absolutely. So like, meaning like, how did I like find a lab, or like, how did I come up with the idea? Like what kind of like little category, if you will?
I say, how did you get inspired? Like, what is the true history behind Freelance?
Yes. Okay. Totally. I would say, well, when I was younger, I always loved like putting makeup on. Like a lot of people are like, you're so young. Like, why do you like putting makeup on? Like, you don't need it. And it's like, it's not like that I needed it. I just wanted to put it on. Like, I felt like it was really fun. I'd always try new products. I'd watch a lot of like beauty gurus, like Tati. And like, I don't know if James was around when I started doing like makeup, but maybe James, like all the like iconic OG like beauty gurus, I would watch, and I'd like get all the products that they recommended. And then I started breaking out really bad around the age of like 12, 13. And I was so frustrated. I was like, what's like going on with my skin? Like, it's never been like this. And like, everyone was like, oh, it's just your hormones. Like, just like, you're just becoming a teenager. Like, it's totally fine. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know, like, sure, maybe, like, I totally get, like, that is true, like, you can get a few from being a teenager, but I feel like there's always, like, a deeper root to the problem. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do some research on these products that I was using, and I, like, was researching the ingredients, and I was, like, blown away with how gross the ingredients were. I was like, why am I putting this on my skin? Like, this is so, like, harmful. Like, some of them can cause like skin cancer, some of them can cause like just acne, some can cause like irritation, rashes. So I was like, I was really sad. So I just stopped using makeup, which was kind of sad, but my skin cleared up. So I was like, okay, this is good. This is good. Then I went to like my mom and I was telling her about this stuff, and she was like, you know, it'd be really cool. And I was like, I think I'm thinking what you're thinking. Like, what if I started a beauty brand? So my mom was like super on board with it, because I've always been like a very hands-on learner. So I'm not like the most book smart person you'll ever meet. So I'm a lot better at like hands-on learning and like learning with someone, like hands-on. So we started looking for like a lab, and I feel like that's kind of how it started. And I feel like the main thing that inspired me to start was like my frustration with like the beauty products that I was putting on my face. And same with like how my friend's skin was, like we were all very frustrated by it. So I decided to like kind of like create a alternative for like teen skin.
I really love that. Definitely have like acne problems. I didn't have any younger, but recently I have. And so I've been like, maybe I just won't wear makeup, stuff like that. And then I've just been really researching and, you know, using a clean skincare too, and just making sure everything that I'm putting on my skin and in my hair and everything I'm eating is like super clean, just to, you know, not only help myself, but be able to help other people and be like, no, this is what you should be using.
No, I so agree with that. Like, I feel like a lot of people are always like, it's just this, like the stuff you put on your skin. But I also think it's what you eat as well. Like, when you said like clean foods, fully agree with that. Like, when I can't have dairy, like dairy screws me up, but like it's different for everyone. Yeah, okay, you feel that? You feel that? Yeah. Dairy is just like my devil. Like I swear, like every time I eat dairy, I'm just like, oh, I feel gross normally. I think I'm dairy intolerant, so that makes sense. And then it comes out on my skin. I'm just like, you've gotta be kidding me. Like you already gave me a stomachache, now you're gonna give me acne. This is no fair. So or no fair. No fair. It's not fair.
You know, I think everyone's a little bit dairy intolerant. It's just, you know, dairy is really heavy. So I've been, you know, trying to drink almond milk with my coffee instead of regular milk. And I just feel better. I have more energy. Cheese is something I haven't been able to like step away from, cheese and ice cream, but I'm like trying. It's mainly like the fried stuff that gets me and like affects my skin. So I've been trying not to eat as much fried stuff, which not only makes my skin look better, but I, you know, I feel much better not eating heavy, deep fried stuff.
Agreed. I so agree with this. Like a lot of people do not agree when I say like, that's a lot of to do with what you eat. They're like, no, it's still your hormones. I'm like, okay, well, how about this? If you eat a lot of sugar or if you eat a lot of something that upsets your stomach, your insulin's gonna spike, then your like acne is gonna spike, like all the sebum is gonna like spike on your skin. So it's like, yes, sure, it's hormones, but it's also something you're eating. And like some of my like my friends' parents are like, that's not true. I'm like, it's true, y'all. It's true. It's true. I promise. But yeah, no, I so agree. I feel like clean eating is like the best, and fried food, agreed. But it's so good. It's so good.
It is.
Like French fries. It's so good. So good. But you know, it's worth cutting it out for clear skin and like the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. Next question: what made you start freelance?
Like, I would say, like, what made me start was, like, just how frustrated all teens were with their, like, skin. I feel like everyone was kind of going through that, and I feel like there was no products like that on the market, and I was like, I feel like this is such a great, like, area to, like, start a company, because there wasn't many people that were doing it. Like, there was, like, there's Claire's makeup, and then there's, like, Neutrogena, and I feel like there wasn't something that was, like, clean and actually really good for teen skin, and that was actually like by a teenager, because I feel like a teenager behind it really helps, because it's like you get to test it and like you really get to see if it works on teen skin. So that was definitely a big thing. And then, which is so crazy, Florence came out like a year after Freelance came out, which sounds really familiar. That's the one by like Millie Bobby Brown. And then I think in the next few months, I believe Addison Rae is coming out with a collection that's also for teen skin. So there's like a whole new market growing, which is cool. So yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I had no clue she was starting her own collection.
She hasn't dropped it yet, but I saw it, like an article on it on Ipsy. I think she like partnered with Ipsy on it. So I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I think it's really important that like people that are experiencing certain stuff go into business in that area. For example, like a man shouldn't really make like tampons, like shouldn't really have a tampon business because he doesn't have a period, he doesn't know what they need, or like a cramp solution, you know. Yes. So I think like a young woman in skincare helping kids, like helping teens with their skin, like that's just, it's definitely what we need now. Still, it's not something that's ever going to go away.
Yeah, no, I so agree with that. I feel like it's so important to like be behind your business. Like, does that make sense? Like the front of your business, like the products have to fit you. Like, otherwise you're not going to be passionate about it, and you're not going to like understand the need for it, and you're not going to understand exactly what everyone wants from it. So it's so true. Like if you find a problem in life, I feel like a lot of like people are always like, oh, like how do you like come up with an idea for a business? And I feel like you guys might like totally agree with this. Is like if you find like a need for something, like let's say, God, I'm trying to like look for something that like I need a need for. Like my hangers are constantly breaking. Like what if there's like non-break hangers? Like someone creates it that has a bunch of clothes. Like there's like those little ideas that like come through your brain, like I don't know, that you can start a business off of, which is crazy. Or you can expand on it, you know what I mean? Like you can always come up with new ideas.
Yeah, definitely. As a teen starting a business, was it hard creating at first?
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like there was a, like, there wasn't a bunch of challenges, because my mom was like a big part of the process, like with the lab, like I don't think that a lab would just work with a 13-year-old. I think they'd be very like, huh? They never really questioned me. They weren't like, they weren't judgmental like about like my age, but like deep down I feel like they're like, like interesting. But like I really like described it to them and explained everything, and I was there at the lab a lot, like working on color work and working on the formulas with them, which they were really like hands-on with me, which was great because I really wanted to experience like the process of creating a brand. And yeah, so that wasn't like a huge struggle, but I would say like I feel like I've had like a like some interest in like investors, and I started working with some investors, and it was like the worst probably experience that I've ever had with someone or with multiple people in my entire life, which saying a lot. So I was just like, it was insane. I feel like they did not treat me well. They were incredibly rude to me. Like they did not like want to hear anything I said. They were like, you do not understand, like we're gonna take care of that. I'm like, that's not how it works. Like this brand is for teenagers. They like, people want to hear from a teenager, not from like a 40-year-old woman. So, or maybe they do, but she was incredibly rude. She never listened to me. So, you know, I feel like it's hard to be a teenager sometimes because adults, I feel like, don't realize how educated we are now because of all the resources we have. So I feel like it can be really difficult for teenagers, but at the same time, there's so many people I work with now that like completely understand. So I feel like that's a big struggle with being a teenager. Yeah. Sometimes people believe
that. A question I actually have is like, kind of going off of that, is how do you deal with like being disrespected as a young woman? Like, do you deal with that a lot? People thinking like, oh, you're only 16. Like you don't know what you're doing.
Honestly, yeah, that's a really good question. I would say I've had a lot of different experiences with that. Like, kids in my hometown usually, like, they won't make fun of me for my brand, but they'll make fun of me for, like, my YouTube channel, and they'll, like, play my videos. If I go to a party, they'll, like, play my video on the TV screen and with connected to the speakers, and I'm just like, what is the point of this? So, like, I actually, one time I got really, like, emotional, and I went to the bathroom, and I cried for a second, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go have fun. But it was just, like, I've dealt with a lot of people, like, kind of making fun of me in a way, and, like, a little privacy issues, definitely, where I live. Like, some people will just, like, drive by my house and, like, honk, and, like, it's kind of frustrating. But I would say, in, like, the business world, not so much. The only bad, like, experience that I had was with like the investors, and I feel like I handle it pretty well. Like deep down it does hurt, like, you know, like a little bit, you're like, well, dang. But I would say, like, I feel like you got to keep your head up and understand like what you're doing is like the right thing, and like people will understand eventually, but it's hard sometimes. Like, of course I'll cry, I'll shed a tear every once in a while, but, or a little more than every once in a while, but you know, I can get through it. It's sometimes difficult. I just think you got to keep your head straight and be like, nope, these people are just like trying to burst my like positivity bubble and my grind bubble. Like, don't let them in.
Yeah.
I love that. I really love that.
Yeah. Lastly, out of all the products that you own, what's your favorite?
That is the hardest question for me. I feel like I love so many, like all of them, so many. I do love a lot of products, but, God, I want to say I like bounce between two all the time, but I love all of them so much. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. I think I'm going to say the illuminating cream. It's just so natural and like glowy. I can mix it in with my foundation. I can use it as like a primer if I really want glowy skin, or I can just like use it on my cheekbones. I'll like use it on my inner corners. Like, I feel like it's very versatile. But I love all of them. So it's really hard for me to pick, but I think the illuminating cream and the lip gloss.
Oh yes.
Oh my God. And the serum and the facial mist and the cream blush. Like,
and everything. You're like, yeah, little babies. Everything. Which one do I choose? Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. It's so hard for me to choose. They're like all my little children. Like, I swear the lab hated me. Like, when we were first initially like doing the products, every single time they sent me a new one, I always kept readjusting it. Like, I probably went through like 20. At least 20 on each, like, to make it perfect. It was insane. It was initially like a few products were like jellies, and I was like, I hate this. It's like it was falling apart and all this. So the process of making a product is so much harder if you're picky, which is me. So yeah, they're all my little children.
Yeah.
How do you balance like having your business and school? Like, do you do online school? Do you go to school?
I do not go to school. I sometimes think like I wish I went to high school, but a lot of my friends go to high school and they tell me about it. I'm like, maybe I'm good. But at the same time, it's a great experience. But I actually just graduated this past year. I graduated a year early because I like just powered through all of my school pretty much. So I did a lot of my school during the morning. So I got all my school done from like 10 to like 2. Sometimes it went a little later, and then I do all my YouTube and Frillient stuff after. So I always put like kind of like school in the morning because that's when my brain is like most ready to do like school. So that's what I used to do. But now I'm gonna take some classes, but I'm not gonna have like every single class, so that'll be nice.
Yeah.
You guys go to high school? Yeah, you guys are high school or graduate?
I just graduated. I'm going to University of Oregon in the fall. I'm similar to you. I was in public school in middle school and elementary school, and then in high school I switched to a private school. Hated it. Really not a good experience. So then my junior year, I was like, I'm going to do online. I finished both years. I finished a year early, so then I just took college classes for a year. So like technically I'm a sophomore, but I'm not going to go in as a sophomore because I don't want to, you know, I was going to, but now with COVID, it's like, I don't want to miss a year of school. But yeah. And then Amaya is going into high school. She's going to be a freshie.
Yes, queen. Oh my god. Okay, freshman year, I feel like I never got to experience it in high school, but it's an exciting year. I feel like that's a year like a lot of things happen. It's, I don't know, or that's what like my friends have said to me, and I've like kind of realized it too. So
yeah, it sucks because it's online, so I wanted to be in person so I could like experience the fun and traditional experience, but it's online. So
god, I'm so sad that like Is all schools going to be online for this year?
For my county, we are doing full online for the semester. But I know I go to a charter school, so they basically make their own plans. They want to do like a hybrid plan where we can go inside or do online. But my mom was like, you're staying online. So I'm doing online full semester.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. It's hard. I don't know. I honestly do not know. I think same. I think all the schools here are online right now. I think. There might be a few things that are, like, you can go in for, like, one class. I think it's, like, an option. I think that's this county as well.
Yeah.
For sure. Is college school?
They haven't even said. No, you're fine. It's hard over Zoom because we're, like, so delayed. They haven't even said. They said, like, August 26th, they're going to know 100%. Pretty sure we get to be on campus at least, like in the dorms, and like I have the best roommate ever, so I'm really excited. But I've heard that classes like over 50 people will be canceled and just completely online. And like, you know, I know they're gonna do social distancing and like the library and the, it's not eating halls. Dining halls.
Oh, dining hall. Okay. Yeah. I was like,
yeah. That's the word. But I think for me, it's going to be easier because I did online for so long. So like, it's not really scary for me. I'm like, oh, I can do this. Like, this is going to be easy. But definitely for people, like, I can't imagine how Amaya feels not have doing, like, oh my gosh, I've been out of school for too long. Like, never doing online school. And then all of a sudden, like, it's all online.
Yeah. No, it'd be like, whoa,
you're thrown into it.
Definitely, because like,
go ahead.
No, finish what you were saying and then I go into mine.
I was gonna say some people thrive off of like social connections and being in places like that. I'm a super introverted person, so like I'm good on my own. I can go days without talking to anyone, but there are some people that like they need to talk to someone every single day and be doing stuff and like just get out of the house. That's gonna be hard for so many kids.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I feel like last semester I did was online, so, like, I was kind of good with it because I only had one class a day. So I was kind of easy, like, yeah, I do school for this, and then I can do my podcast, whatever business. But now I'm taking four classes from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., And it's like a change. And only that's like, it's going to be hard because I don't even think we have breaks for each class. So, yeah, like it's probably going to be hard to adjust. And like I am kind of a little sad, a little kind of stuck. So I'm like, how am I supposed to do my podcast? How am I supposed to do all these business opportunities that I received in the summer? But who knows? Hopefully it goes good.
Yeah, no, it's a stressful time, I feel like, for so many people, because, like, everything's such a different, it's so different. Like, I'm, like, kind of used to, like, being, like, inside. Like, I can be in my bed for, like, days, and I'll be fine, but at the same time, I say that, but I do like being social sometimes. I'm like, you know, I will go on a drive. Like, sometimes I'll just go and drive, and I'll be like, okay, I had my like, outside interaction inside my shielded car, but, yeah, it's just, like, it's such a weird time for everyone. I feel like it's just everyone's adjusting to it. And I don't know when it's going to go back to normal. I feel like we're going to be wearing like masks for a long, long time. I have a feeling. I don't know.
I heard like 2 to 5 years.
Yeah. Woo! Okay. That's a long time. I was really not hoping that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. We're all kind of hoping that it just like ends. I think because it's been going on for so long. Like all of it feels like it hasn't. In a way, but then it also feels like we've been in quarantine for years. I also live in downtown Portland, so we had all the protesting and like the feds were here, and so that was like insane for a while because we can't just leave and go anywhere. So it's like flash bombs and loud bangs and stuff, and you're like, okay, well, I can't just like go on a walk because I don't want to like get arrested for just walking around. So like that was definitely scary, but we're doing pretty good here COVID wise. Like, it's really not that bad. Everyone's social distancing, and the only bad thing is, like, nothing's really open yet.
Dang, wow, yeah. My county, I believe nail salons are open, but they're only open if you go outside and get your nails done, which I haven't experienced yet. I feel like I could. I don't know. It sounds interesting. But I know the gyms are all closed, which they opened for, like, a good month, and then they closed everything again. I was like, dang it, I didn't even get to go to the gym one. I was like, I wouldn't even go anyway, even if it was open, but I think I would. Yeah. It's the malls. I think weirdly enough, the malls might be open.
The malls are open here, not in our county.
Yeah. So unessential. I don't understand why that's open, but like some other, like a gym can't be. Like, I feel like a gym is more essential than going and getting like shopping.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, here in Georgia, we were the first state to open back up. So we are like skyrocket. It's crazy here. Everything is open. We can dine in. Some places don't require a mask. Our grocery stores recently are requiring masks. So yeah, but other than that, Atlanta is just wide open. I mean, we can go anywhere.
That's nice, honestly. I feel like I would like that. Like just being able to just go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not like sick of seeing people with masks on, but like on the low, like it scares me sometimes. I go outside, I'm like, oh yeah, forgot about that. Just like for a split second. But at the same time, I understand like for people's safety.
It's really apocalyptic, kind of.
Yeah. It feels like, honestly, like for a second here, it felt like the purge to me. And I don't know in what weird way. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad everyone agreed. I felt like I was in the purge. I was like,
no, downtown, there's always people walking around. And for the first, like, few weeks we were on lockdown, you wouldn't see anyone walking around. And so you would be, like, walking, and it would just be dead silent. No cars, like, no people. It's just, like, what the heck is going on? Now some people are walking around. But at first I was like, this is scary. Like, I don't want to go outside.
Agreed. Yeah. Fully. Oh, my God. It was like, ghost town. Like, literally ghost town. Like, oh, my God. I hate silence. Like, in the very, 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 very beginning of quarantine, like when it first happened, or actually I don't even think there was a lockdown when it first happened, but it just broke the news. I was in LA and I went out and I was like, what's going on? Like everything was quiet. There was no one out. Like it was the first day that something dropped on the news and there was only 2 cases in LA. And now there's like, I don't know how many thousands, but I was like, what's going on here? I was so scared. I literally thought I was going to get, like, I don't know. It felt very scary. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just insane, really. It's kind of, like, hard to believe that it's happening.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, should we play a little game?
Yes, please. I'm down. I'm excited to see the fashion trends. I feel like, I don't know. We'll see if I like some. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'll try to be. I'm sometimes bad at
things. Some of them I'm very iffy about. Okay.
Okay.
The first one is cropped blazers. So blazers are kind of a new thing, like a power suit situation. But on the runway for the fall trends, there were some cropped blazers.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, too. Uh-uh. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of cropped stuff just because, like, I have a larger chest and, like, I'm not, you know, tiny. I don't love cropped stuff because I don't like how it looks on me. But then, like, not everything needs to be cropped. Let's keep blazers at, like, regular
length. Like, a good length. Agreed. I'm not a big – I don't mind crop tops, but they're not, like, my, like, favorite. Like, I'm so much more comfortable in, like, an oversized tee with some sweatpants. Like, it's just – I feel, like, so confident, and it's so – when I put, like, a dress on, I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like it, guys. I don't like feeling this girly.
Speaking of length, how do we feel about maxi dresses over, like, jeans, like, long pants?
Please stop. No. Nope. No.
Absolutely. Wait, over jeans? Wait, like over.
Like jeans underneath that you can see.
No, I'm good. Thank you. No, absolutely not. Quarantine has been messing with people's fall trends. That is not a look. Like, if I was, like, running outside the house, I would still take off the jeans. Like, Jesus. Or, like, take off the freaking top.
Or take off the dress. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No.
Another length one, Bermuda length shorts is kind of like a trend, like where they're right above the knee.
Oh, I don't mind those. I'm not like fully, I don't know if I'm picturing the right jeans, like jean shorts or like biker shorts, shorts?
No, not bike shorts. Those are like completely different. Like, okay, picture like jeans and then like cut right above the knee.
So if, like, I'm imagining what you're saying, then no, but
I might go with a yes, because I have jean shorts that go, like, they're like not baggy. Does that make sense? Like, they're like, but they're above my knee. Or wait, below or above knee?
Above.
Okay. I'll say yeah, because I do have a pair, but I don't like them very much, but I will say yeah, because I feel like a hypocrite if I don't, because I bought a pair, but I don't really like them that much.
I think they look good on some people.
I'm not one of them. I wore them once, and I was like, yeah, not the most flattering. Don't like these.
Okay, what next? How do you feel about sheer stuff? Not just, like, paneling of sheerness, like a full sheer shirt, dress, pants, like completely see-through, not mesh where it's like a little see-through, like completely just
no. Not there. Yeah, I'm gonna say no. I could see it with something under it, like a tank top and like shorts under it, and then that, like, I could see that being a look, but no, not for me. I would not like that. I'd feel like everyone was looking at me. I'd be like, no, stop looking. I couldn't leave the house.
Yeah, I would feel naked.
Yeah, I mean, technically speaking, no, but, like, thinking about it, yeah, you're naked pretty much.
Maya, what do you think about sheerness?
No, I'm very insecure, so, like, it would not go so well, but no, no.
I want the complete opposite. I want to be fully covered.
Right.
Yeah, same. Literally, sweatpants, oversized t-shirt or, like, sweatpants. That's the stuff right there.
Right.
Okay, drawstring. Drawstrings with clothes. So, like, a cropped shirt, but it's, like, has a drawstring at the bottom, like, hem.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
I... I'm going to go with maybe. I'm going to say a maybe because I'm thinking, I think I saw one and I was like, oh, it's kind of interesting. I feel like it'd have to be styled like a certain way, but like I could say yes. I feel like it could be cute. Maybe. Debatable.
Yeah, I think it makes me think of like hip hop dancing, kind of like, you know, the videos that where people are like in LA and they're doing that like, dance stuff, that yeah. cool red studio thing. I don't know what it's called, but I always watch them. I wish I could dance. I feel like I could see them wearing like a drawstring hoodie or something with some big sweatpants and sneakers.
Agreed. No, that's how I'm picturing it. I'm like, yeah, I feel like that could be a look, but like styled in that way. I don't know if it would look good styled a different way. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's a yes for me though.
Cool. Maya?
I'm so basic, so I'm going to have to go with no.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a lot of these are definitely opinions. Like some people might like a cropped blazer, but I like regular length. Yeah, we're good. We're gonna stick away from that.
What about like different group?
Yeah, you guys can have this over the top ruffles. So not just like a little ruffle action, like big ruffled sleeves, ruffles all down. Mm-hmm. Makes me think of a loofah.
Oh my god, yeah, a loofah, I see it. No, thank you, I'm great. I don't mind a little ruffling, like a tiny bit, but like, or on the bottom, no, not the whole thing. That look make me look like a loofah, literally, like.
Bird.
Yeah, no, I pass. I'll pass on that one.
Maya, what's your take on ruffles?
No.
Agreed. You're just like, simple answer, no. Absolutely. No explanation.
Okay, drop waists. So, like, you have your normal waistline, right? These are, like, around the butt and maybe even lower sometimes. And then you have the rest. Your face.
No, I, no.
Yeah, same, no. No.
The silence kind of answered that for me. I don't know if you guys are picturing it right.
I don't know if I am either, because I'm picturing, like, something crazy.
Okay, yeah. So you know how some dresses have, like, a hem around, or not a hem, like a seam on the waistline. Okay, so now take that and just move it, like, around the butt area or lower. And then there's, like, more fabric. Let me see if I can find a picture.
Maybe, I feel like I am picturing the wrong thing.
Yeah,
maybe. Some of them are cute. Some of them it's like, oh, like this. Like, I don't know if you can see, but like where her wrist is, that's where like the
Oh, actually, that's not. I was picturing so worse. I don't know what I was picturing, but yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. Okay, yeah. I'll take that as a yeah. I feel like it could go with some, like, it could work. But I could see it also being bad sometimes.
I feel like it's like a reverse peplum top. You know how they have like the really high up and then it, yeah, that's what it makes me think of.
I see that.
Let's see. Oil slick metallics. I saw these pair of like, it's just like, you know how metallic sometimes is kind of like matte in a way where like when you touch it, this is like shinier than shiny, like looks wet, like looks like wet paint.
Like, as pants, or as, like...
I saw them as pants. That's what came up initially, yeah.
I don't think so. I'm gonna go with the no. I'm picturing it... Maybe depending on what you pair it with.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, black or anything. It was, like, peach-colored. So, I can only get those in my mind. I can't get them out.
Yeah, okay, no. I don't know. I feel like maybe sounds like a really oversized, like, sweatshirt and then, like, some sneakers and then the little pop of, like, the bright, glossy, crazy-looking pants could be interesting.
No, I feel you.
It's hard. That one's a hard one. I feel like it could be hit or miss. If you go over the top with it, though, I feel like it could look really bad.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of those things that, like, if you're really rich or, like, a supermodel, you can wear it and, like, pull it off. But then if you're just, like, walking around, just, like, going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a move.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, no, I feel like it depends on the occasion. I'll give it that.
There we go. Maya, would you wear some oil slick metallics?
No, 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 no.
I love this style. No, 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 no.
Short and sweet. Okay, and then the last one I have is like rust colored stuff.
Yeah. I don't mind rust. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's not bad. I think, I think my thing's in the dirty clothes. So I have worn something rust color. Like that rusty color, right? It's like that fall-y color almost.
Fall, yes. Any other time? No.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree. It makes me look kind of tan, so I kind of like the color. Okay. So, yeah, I'll go with for me. For fall, agreed. Reminds me of a pumpkin. Or like a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Amaya, what do you think?
No. Oh, God. I think I said no to
any of them.
No.
I think you said no to all of them.
I'm so basic. Just give me a pair of leggings and a nice shirt, and I'll be okay.
You know, I get that. I feel that. You know, a good pair of leggings, a nice, like, sweatshirt or t-shirt. It's a look sometimes, you know? Sneakers, some Air Forces, some Uggs, you know? It's a look.
It really is. That's why I'm super excited. Like, it's been hot in Portland for, like, a few months, but it's going to get cold soon, and I can't wait to pull out my sweatshirts and sweaters and just wear leggings and just be comfy all the time and not have to wear like tank tops and shorts.
I live in like Northern California, so it's not like crazy warm like Southern California. I think like right now it's like 60 degrees out, so like
amazing.
Yeah, it's like a good temperature, and sometimes we'll get up to 80 on the weekends, which is really nice if we want to like go to the beach or something. But I like love just like sitting up in my chair. But yeah, no, it's, I like the cold weather a little bit more, but I don't like freezing. I don't like freezing because I don't like freezing like when I walk outside because my nose gets really cold, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Yeah. I know like me and Amaya are always trying to wear sweatshirts and stuff and then we get really hot and we're like, not going to happen.
It's hit or miss. I feel like it has to be the perfect temperature sometimes, like to wear like a sweatshirt. Like sometimes like I'll be like, oh, I'll be fine, and then I go outside, I'm like, oh, I'm sweating, like I can't handle this, and I'll like blast my AC in the car just so I can wear a sweatshirt, and I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah, Maya knows I have a sweating problem. I don't know what it is. I must have something wrong with me. But all the time, like, it's mainly, apparently it happens when there's cute guys around. And I'll, like, be shopping and I'll be like, oh my gosh, Maya, I'm sweating, but there's a really hot guy. Like, what do I do? Like, I can't, I need help now. She's like, I'm in Georgia. I can't help you. What do you want me to do? But it's just, like, I need to make smarter. I need to, work smarter, not harder. I need to use that in my fashion sense now too, apparently.
You know, there you go. I don't get like sweaty usually. I get like, I like slur my words, which is really cute. I'll like say something and I'll be like, what in the world am I saying, if there's like a bunch of people near me. I don't know.
When it's a bunch of people near me, I don't sweat. I start ranting a lot. Like, I won't shut up. I'll just go on and on and on. But I do get sweaty sometimes. But it's never to the point where it's, like, through my shirt or I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I get shaky, too. Like, I'll start shaking. Like, I'll be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Like, I get, like, hyper almost.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel like it needs to be normalized. It's okay to sweat.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I had a teacher in elementary school and she never sweat, like ever. And I asked her one day, because I was in elementary school and I was a jerk. I was like, why don't you sweat? And she was older. And so I guess I don't even remember what she said, but she was like, yeah, I just don't really sweat. And then I told my mom and my mom was like, that doesn't really sound very healthy. Like maybe she needs to go see the doctor or something. So I told my teacher that she needed to go see the doctor.
Me, oh my God, I would definitely, you know what, we were kids, you can get away with like
almost anything when you're a child, because you
you
don't really have any, like, I don't know, you can't really, like, what are the cops gonna do, like, arrest you for, like, asking for your teacher's friend? Like, you're good, just imagine, that would be very interesting. I was a little bratty kid as well. I was just fussy. I was just, like, a meanie, like, to my parents. I'd be like, I don't like this jacket. It's itchy.
We all go through that stage.
Definitely. I would never forget the time I was in seventh grade. We went outside for PE, and it was so hot that day. Like, in Georgia, it's so hot. It was 90 degrees, so, like, I don't even think we were supposed to be outside. So we go outside. We were playing, and I was just walking around, and I started sweating so bad. Like, I mean, face, back was all hot, sticky, and, like, I go to, like, a school. It was, like, a church, too. So there was, like, no showers, no cool air, and our air went out in the school, so I was, like, sweating and drowning in sweat the whole entire day.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
Sucks.
It really is.
It's the worst. Armpit sweat also makes me so sad. I'm just like, no, armpit, stop sweating for me, please.
Yeah, because then you just, like, can't, like, lift up your arms because you don't want there to be stains. Yeah.
Yep, I've always been like, yay, instead of like, yay.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So funny.
Yeah.
No, this is so fun. It's so, I feel like we all clicked really well.
Yeah, no, agreed. This was fun. This was fun and fresh.
Yes. Your hair is so long, by the way. Isn't that just like, yeah.
Oh, you know, it's fake. How, actually, okay, well, so my natural hair goes to about here. So this is my natural hair. It's still pretty long, but
it's
like
still really long.
Like, you can kind of, oh, you can see my pajama pants. We love it. But like, this is, or wait, maybe this is my real hair. I don't know. But this is, the bottom is definitely all fake. That's for sure. I got extensions for a video, and I've had them since before quarantine, and they're still intact, which is insane, because it's been, like, 6 months or 5 months, I think, so I always, like, put it back, because I'm always like, oh, there's so much hair in my face.
Yeah. Oh, Fiona, your lip gloss for filling it, I love it so, so much. Like,
I'm glad. Thank you. Of course, that's the best compliment. It's the best, if I'm being so honest. It really is. It's, like, not sticky. It smells really good, and it lasts for a while, and it also kind of moisturizes your lips. Like, there's, like, a coat of moisture, which is...
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now, so...
It looks great. It looks great. I was gonna say, I was like, your lips look really good. I didn't really put much makeup on, because I, like, not even gonna lie to you guys, I woke up at, like, 10:30. Super cool. You know, I always, like, give myself until the last minute. I always do that to myself. I'm always like, oh, good morning, everyone. And they're like, Fiona, you have not been awake till, like, now. I'm like, yeah, like, what? Like, it did not, it wasn't everyone else. It's so funny. Oh, God. Love it.
No, I've been awake for hours. I just haven't been on my phone. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What? I'm so sorry. Like, oh, my voice is, like, really raspy. Like, oh, sorry. Like, I just, you know, it's just not my... I like, wake up and I have the worst morning. Does anyone else have that? Where, like, you sound like a freaking crazy person in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely me. And my face, it looks like I got, like, a ton of plastic surgery that's botched because, like, my lips are
huge.
My face is ridiculous. And then my eyes are, like, inside. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
What in the world? Dang.
Yeah.
I don't wake up. I mean, I wake up and I look crazy, but I don't have puff. My hair, though, is like, it's such a mess. I always have to brush it. And then my eyelashes are always, like, in, like, a twist. I'm just like, oh, God, what's happening? My eyebrows are all messed up. It's a mess sometimes.
Yeah.
My eyebrows are kind of looking a little weird today. What's happening?
No, they're great.
They look great.
I'm a savage. I know, you said hit or miss earlier, and the TikTok song, like, came into my head, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Hit or miss. I bet they never, yes. Oh, my God, now I'm going to think that, too. Yeah.
I spend way too much time on TikTok. It's so bad.
Same. I think my screen time is, oh God. I don't know if I should expose myself like this. I don't know. But it's bad. I know it's very bad. I think it's in the hours. Or in like the 1 to 2, maybe 3.
Mine is way worse than that.
I think I want to know what mine is like. I'm trying to believe that it's not worse. Yeah,
mine is
even just bad. Tell yourself.
And my highest has been 15 hours.
Oh my God. Mine is 5 hours on TikTok.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to screen time. Where is screen time? There it is. Okay. See activity. Snapchat. Most use. Okay, it says screen time is 4 hours and 4 minutes, but my daily average on TikTok is like, oh, whoa. Why is my screen? Do you guys see Rainbow too?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what? I don't know. It says 4 hours and also says like an hour and something on the bottom, which is my daily average. An hour and 21 minutes.
It's your screen time is like your whole week.
Oh my God.
Oh.
6 hours on TikTok.
What's a week?
Like 6 hours.
Okay.
Is that a
week or a day?
Daily is 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. I feel like anything above, I don't know. Honestly, TikTok is my most used app, though.
Mine is same. Instagram.
Yeah, and then it's Snapchat, and then it's Instagram. That makes sense. That is, I feel like, the categories of... I never watch YouTube or Netflix on my phone, so that would definitely be my number ones, but I use my computer for that, because that's just too small. I can't see, like, anything. I'll be like, what is here?
And you have to, like, be on your phone while you're on Netflix. You can't just, like, be doing one thing at a time. Especially for me, like, I'm always doing something else. Like, mine is TikTok, and then Instagram, and then messages, and then music, and then Pinterest, which sums up
Pinterest.
Now.
Pinterest is great, yeah. No, I'm not a great multitasker, but, like, sometimes I'll be, like, doing multiple things, but I can't retain both of them, which is so weird. Like, I don't know. My brain is just weird sometimes.
No, I feel you. I'm the same way.
Girl, your Instagram photos are bomb.
Thank you. My friends have the best, like, they know that my angles so well. I'm like, queen, go off. They're great. I honestly, it's all thanks to them. I don't know. Also, I don't have much makeup on, so like when I put makeup on, I'll like look a little more like my Instagram pictures. So not a catfish. you know the vibes. Yeah. But thank you. My Instagram can pop off, but I don't post very often on Instagram because my friends don't always want to take pictures. They're like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, I make my parents take pictures of me, and it doesn't ever end well. I usually end up, like, doing the self-timer.
Yep. No, I feel that. My mom has recently been taking pictures of me because of quarantine, and I am not the biggest fan. My mom is not bad, but you know, they don't get the angles right, if I'm being honest. They're just like,
smile. You still love them
too.
Still love them. Yeah, they just don't get it.
They don't. I agreed.
Yeah, my sucks, so
yeah. Self timer is the best way to go, I feel like, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have friends around. Yeah. If you have friends.
Because
friends, I feel like other people know your angles the best.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. And they can, like, move the camera to, like, fit you best, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hype you up, and that definitely helps.
Oh, yeah, like, queen, go off. Yes, 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 queen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's definitely, it makes you feel a lot better. And then I look at the pictures, I'm like, yo, what were you saying? I look awful in these. Sometimes. No, I'd have to take at least 100 to find one. So, or I mean, maybe that's exaggerating, but I'm probably not. I'm probably, like, on the low side. So.
Yeah. Oh, this has been so much fun.
Yes, it's good. Has.
Converse with people.
Yes, yeah. And just, like, we all have great energy, which is fun and fresh.
You have great energy, too. Oh, can I ask you, what's your zodiac sign?
I was going to ask you that, and I was going to ask you guys that. Literally, it's so funny. Okay, wait, let's take, you guys want to take a guess at what my zodiac sign is?
Sagittarius.
Oh, what was that?
Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'll take that.
I don't know.
Maybe a Libra. No. Are you a Gemini?
I don't know. You guys give me your final answer, and then I'll tell you guys.
I don't know. I have bad experiences with all of them. Except for Pisces, because Amaya is a Pisces.
Okay.
Amaya, what's your final answer?
I'm going to say a Libra. I don't know. Wait, no, a Virgo.
Yeah, I'm going to say Virgo too, but I don't think that's right.
I'm a Libra. You're really good. I was like, yes. Yeah, I'm a Libra. So, yeah. Wait.
I'm a Libra too.
You're a Libra too? Oh
yeah.
I mean, hey, oh my God.
Libras are my fave, so.
Hey, yes. Yeah, Libras, they're fun. They're fun and fresh. I love Pisces too. And I love Aquarius. Aquarius is? Aquarius?
Aquarius. You
know what I'm talking about, right? Aquarius.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them? No?
Mm-mm. No, okay, I'm good with everyone except for,
Leos.
No, Leo men, I can't deal with. And Tauruses, I just can't. We just don't.
Yeah, I don't know. So my zodiac sign, like Libra, is incompatible with Capricorn and Cancer, and two of my best friends are Cancers. So I don't know what's wrong with me, honestly. So I mean, we do fight every once in a while, but we get along pretty well. So I don't know. I would say, what's my least favorite zodiac sign? I honestly don't know if I have one.
I don't have, like, a least favorite. There are some that I just don't get along with.
Yeah. I feel like, low-key, same. I never pay attention to the ones I don't get along with, though, which I feel like I should, so I know it for future references. I want to say, like, honestly, I don't know. I maybe Capricorn, but, like, actually, I like one Capricorn. Like, she's really nice, so I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. Do you guys know your rising and your star sign?
Not off the top of my head, but I can look right now on my...
Okay. I have mine, I think. Let me look. I think I know mine, but I forget which order it goes in. Do you guys have co-star?
Please? No, I use Sanctuary.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of that one.
Whoa, they changed it.
Whoa, wait. Chart. I'm so confused. What? Updates? Fiona? Oh, okay. I have mine. I'm a Libra, and then my moon sign is an Aries, and then my rising is a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
Got a little spice in there from the Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm a Libra. I mean, whoa, I'm sorry.
You're not a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
Capricorn, and then I'm a rising Leo.
Oh, okay, okay. Supposedly my moon.
Go ahead.
Oh, no,
I said my moon is in Cap, my rising is in Pisces.
Oh, sweet. Okay, yeah. No, it's so interesting. I always am like, it's so fascinating to me, like, zodiac signs. Like, honestly, I don't know. Like, the thing that I don't like is that it says I'm not compatible with Cancers, and I know a lot of Cancers that I like. So I don't know, like, about that one. But we are very different. Like, Cancers and Libras are so opposites to me, but, like, enjoy it. I'm like, you know? I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's so fascinating to me. I'm like, how is this possible? But, yeah, super cool.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't ask that at the very beginning. We're very, like, we like astrology and stuff like that. But I'm glad you're not, like, a Leo or something like that, because then I would have been like, ooh,
a Leo. You know what's weird, though? Supposedly Libra's most compatible sign is a Leo.
We just butt heads. I feel we're both stubborn. We're so stubborn. And, like, there's a guy, talked about him last episode. I'm not allowed to talk about him, really, but he's a Leo. And he's toxic for me. I can't help it.
Don't
but
do it. No, you deserve better, queen. No.
No.
No. No. Leos, man. I have a girl that I love that's a Leo, but I don't know. Actually, I don't
girl
know.
Leo is great.
Yeah.
But guy Leos, just stay away.
Yeah. Leos and I, we both butt heads. I'm like, dude, shut the heck up. And they're annoying. I don't like Leos. They don't like me. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, no, Leos, they're something. They're very, I do butt heads with my friend who's a Leo, but I love her so much. So I'm like, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You'll look past it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom is a Leo, so we argue a lot, and I'm like, you're going, got two words for you, and that's nursing home. Like, she's so
annoying. Yeah, no, Leos are something. I kind of love their energy, though. Like, their energy is just like, but, like, it's an interesting energy. Like, I feel like it's something. I don't know. I love it, though. But I don't know. I don't think I would like it in a guy. I feel like the Leo energy is a little much. It's a little crazy, if you will. And they're, like, they're flirts. They're just, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But also Libras are.
Or Libras. I have to watch myself sometimes. I'm like, okay, wait, maybe don't say that.
Yeah.
Because you don't like the guy. You don't like him.
Yeah, I know. I'm the worst at that. I feel like I'm a very just, like, happy, bubbly, like, oh, yay, woo. And then I'm just like, oh, that was taken the wrong way. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Feelings way too fast. Like, feelings, I will catch them way too fast. I mean, I accidentally got caught up in a relationship after, like, talking at midnight, and I couldn't cut them off the day we started call dating. So, yeah.
Boys, honestly, they all suck. It's just like,
we should have had you on for our boy episode. We
really, yeah, no, I would love to join. I'll listen in because I
next time. Oh yeah. My gosh, we spilled so many dating stories. It was such a stressful episode talking about guys.
Yeah,
they don't deserve a whole episode. Is my whole thing.
Yeah, no, they need to grow up, and then they can maybe get a shot. Like, just maybe. You know, maturity levels need to go up to here for me. Like, Jesus, I swear. They're like little boys.
Yeah.
I don't mind being their friend, but, like, sometimes I'm just like, guys, shut up. Like, you don't know what you're saying. Yeah. They're just something. Boys.
Yeah. Boys.
They like, we all just like have the same freaking expression. We're like, ugh. But then we all smile too. So it's like, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Cute. Good guys, but they're going to be all. But, I mean, who? Yeah. Hopefully.
We'll see. We can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. Honestly, our generation's kind of screwed with them. Like, really screwed. Like, Gen Z, not getting married. Like, just throwing it out. No, I'm kidding. I do want to get married, but Lord have mercy. I'll be, like, 50 by the time that happens, I swear. With the guys' maturity levels.
I'm also so picky. I'm like, he has to be, like, this and this and this and this and this. And it's not even, like, looks. It's like, he's got to be respectful. He's got to be nice to people. You know, I mean, the bar is really set low right now. So, yeah, and the fact that some guys can't get past that, it's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, sir? Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like the number one thing for me is they have to be motivated in life. Like, they can't just want to do nothing.
Like, ambition.
The ambition has to be there, high key. Because, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I'm a pretty ambitious person. So, I feel like if someone had none, my ambition would go really low. So, I need someone to, like,
depressing.
Yeah.
If someone had no ambition, they were like, oh, I guess I'm just going to go to work tomorrow and do my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
that's a dream.
Literally. I agree fully with that. And there's, like, very few people who have a lot of dreams. Or, I mean, maybe there are. Maybe just people don't talk about them. But, like, a lot of kids in my hometown, they just play video games. And that's it.
Yeah, honestly, my husband better have a good career. He better be happy. And I can't stand guys who are all, like, no, get off your butt and be happy. And be ready to go to work tomorrow. Make that cha-ching.
You make that money, make his pockets turn. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, no, I fully agree with that. Do we have any final, like, tea questions? I'm like, sorry, I'm like,
I think so. This was so fun, though. We definitely have to do it again.
Please, yes. We got to spill more tea about boys, you know? It'll be fun.
Yes. Friends. Thank you for coming on here. Like, we really appreciate it. You're our first guest of season 2. Yeah.
Well, so, wait, so, what was that?
You're the first guest of season 2.
Wait, season 2?
Yeah.
First guest of season 2 is you.
Oh, yay! Amazing. I kept talking over you, and I was like, sorry, sorry. And then it kept doing that. I hate how Zoom lags. And it just cuts you over at the perfect time to make it seem so rude. But yes, I'm excited. This was awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. Awesome. Sweet. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, girl. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. It was so much fun. We hope you enjoyed listening to Fiona and learning all about her. Yeah, we have some super fun guests coming up, and we give some little hints and teasers on our Instagram sometimes, so definitely make sure you're following us. Yeah, should we send over some vibes for the week? Yes, here's some vibes. You guys are going to crush it this week. I know I say that every week, and I have no doubt that you are crushing it. If you are sad, it's okay. Take a second to be sad and then realize you are a boss, babe. And you are going to kill it. And if it's not working out right now, it will in the future. You just got to trust the process. We are here for you. We are lifting you up. And we are giving you the vibes that you need to make this week the best week ever. See you Monday. Mwah.